Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister announces OCI cards to sixth generation of Indian origin citizens in Trinidad and Tobago. Congratulates the Caribbean nation for adopting UPI payment system. Amarnath Yatra going on smoothly in Jammu and Kashmir. Over 5,600 pilgrims have holy darshan of Shivling. IMD forecasts heavy to very heavy rainfall from tomorrow till July the 8th in Himachal Pradesh. Russia becomes first nation to recognize Taliban government in Afghanistan. In cricket, England to resume play at overnight score of 77 for 3 on day 3 of Birmingham Test. And in Wimbledon tennis, N. Sriram Balaji and his Mexican partner Miguel Reyes advance to second round of men's doubles. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today announced that sixth generation of Indian origin citizens in Trinidad and Tobago will now be eligible for Overseas Citizen of India OCI cards, allowing them to live and work in India without restrictions. Addressing an event in Trinidad and Tobago this morning, Mr. Modi encouraged the Indian community to visit their ancestral land and deepen their connection with India.
I'm happy to announce that OCI cards will now be given to the sixth generation of the Indian diaspora in Trinidad and Tobago. You are not just connected by blood or surname. You are connected by belonging. India looks out you. India welcomes you. And India embraces you.
During his speech, Mr. Modi congratulated Trinidad and Tobago for becoming the first nation in the Caribbean area to adopt UPI. He said adopting UPI is not just beneficial to Trinidad and Tobago, but for India as well.
India's Unified Payments Interface, or UPI, has revolutionized digital payments. Nearly 50% of the world's real-time digital transactions take place in India. I congratulate Trinidad and Tobago for being the first country in the region to adopt UPI.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago, Kamala Prasad Vissesar, has announced that PM Modi will be conferred with the Order of Trinidad and Tobago, the Caribbean nation's highest civilian honour. We have more from our correspondent.
The first day of the visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi was a massive success in terms of two major announcements, the conferring of the highest civilian award of Trinidad and Tobago to Prime Minister and the extension of the OCI scheme to the sixth generation of Girmitias of Trinidad and Tobago. Both the announcements have the same core of admiration and cooperation between the two countries. The PM's address was dedicated to the Indian diaspora across the world, their attachment to the growth of Bharat, to preserving the culture, values and traditions of India. He also mentioned about the inclusive growth story of Bharat during his address. This growth story will be the focus of talks and MOUs that are expected to be discussed with the President of Trinidad and Tobago, Christine Carla Kanglo. The areas of capacity building, trade, renewable energy, maritime security, etc. are expected to be the areas of interest. Beside that, Prime Minister is expected to address the joint session of the Parliament, which will be historic. It is also expected that Prime Minister will be officially conferred with the Order of Republic of Trinidad and Tobago as well, where in the first part of the visit focused on the cultural traditional aspect of the deep relations between the two nations, the second day is more about economic, trade and collaboration. Sakshi Singh, Akashvani News, Port of Spain.
During his two-day visit, Mr. Modi will hold talks with President of Trinidad and Tobago, Christine Carla Kangalu, and Prime Minister Kamala Prasad Vissesar, and will address a joint session of the Parliament later in the evening. He reached Port of Spain in Trinidad and Tobago on the second leg of his five-nation tour last night and was accorded a ceremonial guard of honour. On the next leg of his five-nation visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be visiting Argentina on the invitation of President Javier Milei. This will be the first bilateral visit to Argentina by an Indian Prime Minister in 57 years. The discussions will review ongoing cooperation and explore ways to enhance the strategic partnership between the two nations. Our correspondent who is covering the visit has more on the importance of this visit.
Argentina is a key economic partner for India in Latin America and is a close collaborator in G20. The two countries share cohesive and strong relations spread across a wide spectrum of sectors and deepened over decades. The ties were elevated to the level of strategic partnership in 2019, and the two countries celebrated 75 years of diplomatic relations in 2024. In an exclusive interaction with Akashvani News, India's ambassador-designate to Argentina, Ajanish Kumar, outlined the possible areas of discussion during Prime Minister's visit.
The two leaders will try to look at prospects of strengthening our relationship in all formats, whether it is political, economic, or people-to-people contacts, further cooperation in certain segments, critical minerals, oil and gas, pharmaceuticals.
For Argentina too, the visit assumes significance. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Argentina's ambassador to India, Mariano Cosino, underlined that India's global economic position makes it an important country.
India is becoming one of the most important countries in the world. India is today the fifth largest economy. We think that it's extremely important and we are very grateful for that opportunity.
The economic partnership between the two countries is expanding to new and emerging areas like lithium mining, energy security, and peaceful use of nuclear energy. And Prime Minister's visit will help steer this in the positive direction. Manish Shiva, Akashvani News, Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Back home, the annual 38-day Sri Amarnath Yatra that formally commenced yesterday is going on smoothly from twin routes of Pahalgam in South Kashmir's Anantnag district and Baltal in Central Kashmir's Gandharbal district. The Yatri movement started early morning from both routes under strict security cover. More from our correspondent.
Over 3,000 devotees were allowed towards Chandanwari on Pahalgam route early this morning. More than 7,700 pilgrims were allowed from Baltal Gandharbal base camp towards sacred cave shrine. Officials said over 5,600 pilgrims had darshan at Holy Cave by 12 noon. Meanwhile, a fresh batch of over 6,000 pilgrims, including men, women, children, sadhus, in 291 vehicles were flagged off from Bhagwati Nagar base camp in Jammu today morning. These yatris will reach their respective base camps by this evening. Tariq Rawatar, Akashwani News, Srinagar.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. The spell of monsoon rain continues intermittently in Himachal Pradesh. The Meteorological Department has issued a warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall, thunderstorms and lightning in most parts of the state from July 5th to 8th. In view of this, an orange alert has been issued for the next 4 days. According to the State Emergency Operations Centre, 69 people have died and 37 are still missing during this monsoon season so far.
The intensity of rainfall has slightly reduced at several locations across Himachal Pradesh. However, the Meteorological Department has warned that monsoon activity is likely to intensify over the next few days, which may lead to landslides in the hilly regions, uprooting of trees and rising river levels. Due to heavy rainfall over the past few days, normal life remains disrupted in many parts of the state. Mandi district has been the worst affected by heavy rainfall, cloudbursts and landslides, where 20 people have died and 31 others are reported missing during this monsoon season. Mandi Deputy Commissioner Apoorv Devgan said that NDRF and SDRF teams are continuously engaged in search operations for the missing persons. He added that administration is continuously providing relief materials and medical assistance to the affected people. Chief Minister Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu has directed all officials to expedite relief and rescue operations across the state. The Meteorological Department has advised people to remain alert, avoid unnecessary travel. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
Meanwhile, Home Minister Amit Shah today spoke with the Chief Ministers of Gujarat, Himachal Pradesh, Rajasthan, Uttarakhand and Chhattisgarh in the wake of heavy rainfall in a social media post. Mr. Shah said an adequate number of NDRF teams have been deployed in the states for the people in need and more reinforcements can be sent as required. He also assured the Chief Ministers of all possible assistance from the central government. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall activity to continue over northwest and central India during the next 7 days. The Met Department has said an orange alert for heavy rainfall has been issued for 13 states, which include Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Odisha, Goa and Karnataka. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today unveiled the equestrian statue of the legendary Maratha warrior Peshwa Bajirao I at the National Defence Academy NDA campus in Pune. Speaking on the occasion, Shah highlighted Bajirao's exemplary leadership and service to the nation, stating that NDA being the training ground for the future leaders of the Army, Navy and Air Force is the most fitting place for Bajirao's statue. Russia has accepted the credentials of a new ambassador of Afghanistan, making it the first nation to recognize the Taliban government of the country. In a statement, the Russian Foreign Ministry said Moscow saw good prospects to develop ties and would continue to support Kabul in security, counterterrorism, and combating drug crime. It also saw significant trade and economic opportunities, especially in energy, transport, agriculture, and infrastructure. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced plans to send letters to various countries outlining the tariffs they will be required to pay. Commenting on the issue, U.S. President Trump said the letters could begin circulating as early as today, with a July 9th deadline just days away.
My inclination is to send a letter out and saying what tariff they're going to be paying. It's just much easier. We have far more than 170 countries. And you could make good deals, but they're very much more complicated. I'd rather, and I've been like this from the beginning, I'd rather send out a letter saying this is what you're going to pay to do business in the United States. And I think it'll be well received.
President Draupadi Murmu unveiled and flagged off the trophies of Durand Cup Tournament 2025 in New Delhi today. Addressing the gathering, the president said that sports promote discipline, determination and team spirit. She highlighted that sports has the unique power to connect people, regions and countries. The president emphasized that in India, sports has been a powerful tool for national integration.
भारत में खेल राष्ट्रीय एकीकरण का एक शक्तिशाली साधन रहे जो ओलंपिक में या किसी अंतर्राष्ट्रीय प्रतियोगिता में तिरंगा लहराता है तो सभी देशवासी रोमांचित हो जाते हैं फुटबॉल की लाखों लोगों के दिलों में विशेष जगह है
The 2025 edition of the Durand Cup, Asia's oldest football tournament, will take place from July the 23rd to August the 23rd across six venues in five Indian states, including West Bengal, Assam, Manipur, Meghalaya and Jharkhand. In cricket, England will resume play at the overnight score of 77 for 3 on day 3 of the second test at Edgbaston, Birmingham. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. Earlier, Captain Shubman Gill's sensational 269-run knock helped India post a mammoth 587-run total in the first innings against hosts England yesterday. In Wimbledon tennis, India's N. Sriram Balaji entered into the second round of the men's doubles event in London yesterday. Balaji and his Mexican partner Miguel Reyes Varela defeated American duo of Leonard Tien and Alexander Kovacevic 6-4-6-4 in an opening round match. In the next round, Balaji and Reyes Varela will meet fourth seeds Marcel Granollers of Spain and Horacio Zabalos of Argentina. In badminton, Kidambi Srikanth booked a spot in the men's singles quarterfinals of the Canada Open Super 300 tournament with a commanding straight game victory over Wang Po Wei of Chinese Taipei yesterday. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister announces OCI cards to sixth generation of Indian origin citizens in Trinidad and Tobago. Congratulates the Caribbean nation for adopting UPI payment system. Amarnath Yatra going on smoothly in Jammu and Kashmir. Over 5,600 pilgrims have holy darshan of Shivling. IMD forecasts heavy to very heavy rainfall from tomorrow till July the 8th in Himachal Pradesh. Russia becomes first nation to recognize Taliban government in Afghanistan. In cricket, England to resume play at overnight score of 77 for 3 on day 3 of Birmingham Test. And in Wimbledon tennis, N. Sriram Balaji and his Mexican partner Miguel Reyes advance to second round of men's doubles. And with that, we end the midday news.